This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
This is very random, and I have no idea if this conversation is going to go anywhere, but I have a crazy obsession, new obsession with Megan Fox.
Nice.
What?
I love her. I don't know.
Hammer thumbs.
Yes.
Well, I forgot about those.
I forgot about those too.
She's got
She is beyond gorgeous. She can have her thumb toe
for
thumbs.
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, the universe evens things out. She's like so pretty that they had like
right
whatever higher power.
Like, disappeared when she was going through her divorce, and now she's like with Machine Gun Kelly, and they're doing all of this like press. They've like fully come out as this power couple and everything.
Do they work?
So they're, I wasn't sure, and I like some of the things that they were doing, like his black tongue, and I don't know. I loved that.
He tattooed his tongue?
No, it was just like ink.
Just, it was just ink.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide if... yeah, because she looked so good and he looked a little weird, but they looked really good together. And so I was very conflicted on the black tongue thing. But they just... It worked somehow. So anyways, how they met was on a movie trailer, and a movie set, and the trailer came out today, and the movie looks really good, and I saw their like actual interaction, because I never watched their music video that she starred in or anything.
He's an actor?
They, apparently now he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh. He was in the Motley Crue, like, not a documentary, but the whatever it's called, where they acted out, and he played one of them. One of the Motley Crue members.
Oh.
Is that the one that's coming out?
No, it's out.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of the one that's Tommy Lee and Pamela. Yeah. Not that one.
No. They were actually, I think it was Motley Crue. They were playing them, yeah.
So the movie trailer came out today, and they have really intense chemistry. Like, I could totally see it. And the movie looks phenomenal. Megan looks like she is just killing it. And I think I'm really obsessed with her because she is a little bit witchy. Like, her Instagram, she's, like, got a crystal and she's meditating. And then I saw this story where she was at Machine Gun Kelly's concert on the floor. And there's this girl who has, like, she's on TikTok and she's very, like, psychic, whatever. And she was like, I feel Megan's presence and I, like, communicated with her, like, let me know if you feel me. And she turned the camera up on her Instagram, zoomed in on the girl that was talking to
her.
Shut up. The girl had green hair, so you could see her. And she wrote on her Instagram, I see you. And then they, like, waved at each other and had a moment. And this was, like, all documented on camera. And her fashion choices right now are just unreal. Like, I am fully obsessed with her right now.
As a total side note, and I don't think I believe everything you just said.
She's totally witchy.
I think she planned it.
She is, no.
There's no way in a stadium you can find somebody that fast.
They had her paint her hair green so she would...
Something. I'm just that person that you have to... I'm not trying to debunk your love of Megan Fox.
I know I'm gullible.
You're...
I know.
Super gullible on this.
Too much on the internet.
Yep.
Like, that's real.
No,
but
that was too fast.
I don't know. I love her.
She gives you the feels.
Yes. I just feel like she is spiritual and connected to higher realms, and I like their couple together. I think they're funky and cool. And
didn't he go to school with you?
He did.
Because Steve looked it up.
Him.
And he did. Like, did he go to TJ?
He went to Hamilton, and me and my friends have all been like, he was younger than us. I think a couple people knew him, but I, yeah.
If he's a good musician, which it seems like he is, he can actually play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You probably never noticed him. He was probably just a huge nerd. Yeah. Like he didn't have the persona yet. He was just a,
I think he was in sixth grade when I was in eighth grade too. Okay. So like the age difference, like I wouldn't really probably be hanging out with sixth graders at that time.
Gotcha.
But I know I'm like disappointed.
You could be Megan Fox right now. You could be making those choices.
She could be obsessed with you right now.
Yes. Oh my God.
I could be painting my tongue black.
Well, I don't understand that part, but go ahead.
I got to interview Machine Gun Kelly. And so we were backstage before a concert once, and I interviewed him. He was really cool. And then he passed a blunt to me, and I hit it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Shut up.
Pretty cool, yeah.
You got high with Machine Gun.
It was him and his whole crew, and what are you supposed to do? Completely illegal.
Was it peer pressure? I mean, were you a smoker already?
No.
You didn't? But you were just like, oh my God, a rock star is offering me drugs.
Yeah, you get like that chance. You're like, am I going to be cool or am I going to look like the biggest dork possible?
Look like the biggest dork possible. I would have. Everybody else in this room would have taken a hit, obviously. I mean, Steve would have probably said, mine's better.
I would have been giving him.
Yeah,
that,
like, dude, that's swag. Like, let me give you something real.
Yeah, it was cool. And then I had to take a big enough hit that I looked like I knew what I was doing, but a small enough one that I wouldn't just cough my lungs out in front of him, because then that goes the other way. Yep. Like, oh, you're a poser.
You literally had all these thought processes going on while backstage.
Instantly. Yeah. As soon as I see it, it's like time stopped. And it's like, I'm just staring down the blunt. And it's like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I
that's
nailed it.
Awesome.
Nailed it.
Nice.
Would you sleep with her?
Maybe.
Do you have that kind of feel for her?
Like, I'm just obsessed with her. I can't describe it. Like, I just think she is cool and, like, beautiful and spiritual and talented and just, like, so, I don't know.
I never
really thought about her in the past. All of a sudden, I just am,
because she was just kind of an idiot.
She
was just a hot chick.
Yeah.
Transformers. What made her famous? Transformers, right?
Yeah.
Or was she something before that?
She was a teen star.
Yeah.
She was in, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movies.
Oh, really?
Lindsay Lohan.
Or maybe that was it.
Yeah. I think she, in her pictures now, I think she looks better now than
she's one of. She's like J-Lo. She's aged.
Very, very well.
But she has kids with, what's his name?
She Brian does have
Austin. She does, yeah. She's got three kids with him.
That's crazy. Aww.
Steve, you don't have to take care of him. Also, you don't have a shot. None of us in the room do except baby Amber.
Put out the vibe and see if she...
Yeah. Can you see me?
Telepathically every night, I'm like, Megan, do you hear me?
Wow.
I love you.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.